Where does this start?
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About
it sounds good like that, too.
About the way
really?
Our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests.
I wonder if this censors
about
the word
that special
asshole.
Feeling.
No.
If it did, we could.
Yeah, you could, actually.
Maybe in the summer. Maybe in the
trying to be good.
Be good at it.
Trying.
The first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Hello, and welcome back to Fishy Radio. I'm Dee, and I'm here with Jeannie and Heather. Ladies, tell people what's up.
Holla.
Hey, ladies.
And gents,
yes. We do have male listeners, too. Yay.
Woohoo. Yay, welcome.
But, ladies, I got an interesting email this week.
Ooh, do tell.
Yes, ma'am.
Red Snapper. They opened it for three additional weekends after they closed the original season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have opened it up for another weekend. So it's now open again on the 2nd and the 3rd of November. We got another weekend.
Woohoo!
That's exciting news.
Fish.
Thank you, Mr. DeSantis.
Yeehaw.
Exactly. I think it probably had something to do with, like, the storms and not many people got
being able
to get catch
out.
Them. So the quotas weren't met and... So yay for us.
Yay, yeah, that works
awesome.
Out well.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, one of the benefits of having storms, huh?
Yeah. If you call it that.
We get like hurricane makeup days during snapper season.
Yeah, right.
We get snapper makeup days.
Try to get that one off of work.
Right? Thank goodness it's the weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. So, I've got some interesting news besides the email.
You're full of interesting news today.
I know, right?
That's awesome,
we need to keep letting Heather
let her eat.
Yeah, that's right.
We found out when our show's been playing on KDWRadio.com, we've actually been having some people calling into the radio station, and we actually got a request from a listener. Not sure who it is, but thank you, whoever you are.
Yes.
We have a topic for this week. So this week, we're going to be talking about boat ramp etiquette. What to do, what not to do. And ladies, I'm going to leave this mainly up to you because I'm lucky enough I don't have to deal with it. Not yet anyways. Because my boat's on a lift.
Super lucky.
Yes.
Super jealous.
Me too.
Yes.
Super jealous.
Me too.
So what's your number one pet peeve?
Boat ramps.
Yeah. Everything
well,
people.
Above.
People.
How about people? Okay. Let's go with people. Yeah, so boat ramp etiquette. There is just, I don't even know where to begin with that one. So
it's
where
kinda like
do
a
you start?
Unspoken
it really
thing
is.
About being at the boat ramp.
You know,
it's like unspoken
in,
rule.
In my mind, I think the best thing that you can do at the boat ramp is keep your feet moving.
Yeah.
Once I see your feet not moving and you're still sitting there, that's when things start to go sideways.
Yeah, well, it also, too, you know, maybe it's just me because I get freaked out when I go to the boat ramp because I don't want people to think I'm, you know, holding up the works or anything. But what about on the way to the boat ramp? I think about, okay, this is what I got to do to
right.
the boat.
Well,
try to
you
get
know,
my ducks
and
in
really,
a row.
Yeah, that really starts at the house, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the house, you're getting everything either put in the truck or put in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're preparing for getting to the boat ramp. And so many times I see people get to the boat ramp and now they're taking the cooler from the truck
yeah,
and
no.
putting it in the boat. They're
yeah.
in line or in the boat ramp itself, backed halfway down the ramp, and now they're getting the coolers out of the truck.
Yeah.
They're getting the life jackets out of the truck. They're getting
mm-hmm.
put all that stuff in the boat. Either put it in the boat at the house or when you get to the boat ramp or close to the boat ramp, pull off or get in the, you know, the staging area. You don't know how busy the boat ramp's going to be.
Well,
just try to have it all done before you get to the boat ramp.
Well, I'm sure you've seen and been in the boat ramp line, say, at Lashley Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Marina.
Mm-hmm.
How long has that line been to the road?
Right. And
I mean, there's a lot of time for you to actually
exactly.
get your things in the boat
Exactly.
Before you actually get to the boat ramp.
And that's the time that you get there, you make sure that your plug's in, you take any straps, your trailer straps off, your engine mounts or your engine blocks, if you have blocks on your motor, mm-hmm. make sure that your batteries are turned on, yep. make sure that your cooler's inside. And you do that as you're moving up in line there at the boat ramp. And always be courteous to the people behind you. If that line's super long, somebody out at the end of it might be hanging out into the street.
Yeah.
When the guy in front of you moves up, move up.
Yeah.
You know. And then by the time you get to the ramp, now you can get in the ramp, you can back your boat down, you can do mm-hmm. everything that you need to do. Your batteries are already on, your plug's in. Unstrap it. Take your time. Please, by all means, take your time yeah. putting your boat in the water. That is not one thing that we're griping about. That's yeah. not it at all. But then when you got your boat in the water and you've got it safely tied up to the dock, get in your truck and get your truck out of the way.
Yeah.
The next guy can start backing in while you're parking yours. Yeah. And then by the time you get back to get your boat out of the way, he can be getting his boat off of the trailer.
Exactly. And when you take your boat off of the trailer at the boat ramp, you don't tie it up in the boat ramp, per se. You tie it off to the dock away from the boat ramp. So
right.
now when you leave your boat to go move your truck, your boat's not in the way of the boat ramp.
Exactly. Get it back at the back, the end
yeah,
of the
of
dock.
Get
Put it at
there.
The end, as close to the end of the dock as you possibly can.
Because there's nothing more aggravating than trying to scream across the parking lot. You know?
And then... It's just, you know, on top of that, and I've seen this, and this is aggravating too, on top of that, once you get back to your boat, don't sit in your boat and then put your GPS on the, you know, and then dink with this and dink with that. Get out into the basin. Pull your boat away from the dock. Get into the basin. You've probably got an idle anyhow to get out to the channel before you can pick up and run. That's where you can put your GPS
well,
on,
I mean,
and you can be dinking with everything.
That's just another item at the boat ramp you could do. I mean...
Usually
when
you
somebody
could have done at the house.
Usually when somebody's launching a boat, there's more than two of you, or at least two of you, say, one
yep.
in the boat, one in the truck.
Usually, yeah.
I mean, there's certain things that you need to worry about, like all that stuff you could be done in the line or even at the house.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, especially when we get in the season here and it gets busy, those boat ramps are really out of control.
It's
so,
really true.
Anything to expedite the process.
It's really just common courtesy.
And I mean, there's not been so many times where I put my boat in the water at the boat ramp, and you pull away from that boat ramp, and you were fuming. Like, I try not to make it my, you know, I try not to let it bother me that much, because you're going fishing. You're, you know, you're going to have a good day. But, man, I tell you.
That is the thing. You really, I think that's one of the tricky parts, and that's key number one, too, is turn your patience on before
yeah.
you even get there. Because I'm telling you, you're going to
yeah.
need them. Just turn them on. There's going to be yep. somebody there that's going to aggravate you. But, again, if you just, my biggest problem is when I see somebody just standing around. They've got their truck there, or they've got their boat, and they're just standing there talking to their buddy or the
yeah.
guy next to them or something. As long as your feet are moving. I'm good.
Yeah.
Take your time putting your boat in. I get that. But don't stand on your boat and dink it with your coolers while you're down in the ramp.
Right.
Or, you know, slamming hatches or
yeah.
get your boat in and
the
get
boat
it.
Ramp is definitely get in and get out for sure.
It really is. And you know, again, not to the point that you're gonna wreck stuff or you feel
no,
like you're
no,
rushing.
No.
Just again, be prepared. That's the biggest thing. Do it at the house.
Yeah.
You know, or do it when you're staging in line. Unfortunately, like Placida, when you pull up to Placida, there's not a staging area there. If you pull up in line and you're not ready, it's not wide enough for somebody to swing around and go past you. So, you know, Placida is an example of where you really need to be ready once you get there. You've got enough time to get your trailer straps off,
yeah.
make sure your plug's in, and get your batteries turned on.
Well,
and other than that, you need to be
That's
need
just
to be
like
in,
I said,
in
on the
out.
Way there, you're thinking about what you have to do. If you know you're going to the Placida boat ramp on a Saturday,
right?
You know it's going to be packed. You know that there's not really that much staging area. Make sure you have all that crap done before you get there.
And
or
listen,
at least in the parking lot at Publix or something on the way there. Something.
I ain't trying to be rude here, but for all of our male listeners, bless your hearts, but please don't stand at the boat ramp and yell at your wife. Please. That is another one of my huge pet peeves. Don't yell at your wife. I promise she's just trying to help.
Yeah, because if you do that in my neck of the woods, you get left at the boat ramp. Bye. Peace out. You're going to be, all right, is that how it's going to be? All
right,
bye.
Right. Don't ever
I'll drive off with the empty boat trailer. I don't care.
That's right. That's exactly right. Either that or the boat.
Yeah.
You're going to teach us to drive the boat and then yell at us and we're going to go.
That's a good one.
So many times I see these, and it's, I just see these people that are just fighting mad, fuming mad at their wife, just yelling at their wife about
whatever the
case may be.
I think the worst part of it is when you're putting your boat back on the trailer. And she's back in the boat, a woman, lady, back in the boat, down, trailer down. And he's like, come on, more,
right.
Come on. You're
right.
Like, listen, give the lady a chance to get the boat in the water,
right.
Or the trailer in the water.
See, that's what I mean by moving. Like, as long as you're doing something like that, like if she's back in the boat, the boat down the boat ramp, or the trailer, the truck, whatever, down the boat ramp, and she can't get it, I have no trouble with that. If you're out there teaching your 12-year-old son how to do it, I have no trouble with that because you're doing something. It's the people that just aren't doing anything. They're just not worried about the guy behind them. Yeah. Just don't care.
I mean, I don't know about you ladies, but if it's Friday night and you know that you're going fishing on Saturday, say 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm amped up. I need to go fishing. I'm excited, My stuff is taken care of. I just need to get this sucker in the water and put this sucker in the parking spot, and I need to get the heck out of here.
I got everything done on Friday night. My coolers are loaded, everything.
Right.
So I go grab my boat.
It's just better. And, I have seen some bad incidences at the boat ramp.
I watched a guy pull a gun on another guy, on an old-timer in Lashley. Come on. It's not that serious.
No,
it's a boat ramp.
Come on, man.
We're just asking for a little common courtesy, let's not go way overboard
here. Ways to
expedite
the process,
Right. I watched a guy drop his shoe. He was a younger gentleman, drop his shoe off of the dock and had his boat and he had just loaded his boat onto the trailer, dropped his shoe off of the dock, and I'm telling you, it probably took him no less than 25 minutes to get that shoe. He couldn't move his truck and his boat until he got his shoe. People were fighting mad. Fighting mad with him. That's the stuff I'm talking about. Move your boat. I'll get your damn shoe. Dang shoe.
Right.
Shoe.
You got your landing net. Something like, come on.
How does it take that long to get a shoe?
Man.
But that's the stuff I'm talking about. Just,
Hey, where I come from, we don't need shoes.
Right, exactly.
I'll ride out. Screw that shoe.
Exactly right.
I'm not trying to get yelled at or punched at the boat ramp.
That's exactly
what I mean?
Right.
That sucker will stay down there.
He must have been going someplace fancy because he needed that. He needed that shoe.
That's a good one.
Yes. So boat ramp. That's definitely a topic that we could talk about all
for days.
Yeah. Yep. And Heather, you are fortunate that you don't have to deal with any of that mess.
We had a boat before that we were trailering, but it's been years.
But listen, on the flip side of that, as aggravating as the boat ramp can be, it can be the most entertainment you've ever seen.
Oh man, I'm telling you what, on a Friday night, Friday afternoon, say 6 o'clock ish after work.
Uh huh.
A 12-pack of beer, a lawn chair.
Cold beer, that's right.
At the boat ramp, it's like better than going to the movies, man.
That's right. Listen, it's funny, too. I see people, especially at Ponce here in Punta Gorda. So when you pull into the Ponce Inlet, it's pretty wide. And you can sit across from the boat ramp up against the mangroves and be completely out of everybody's way. And I see so many people that when they come in, they'll sit right there and just watch everybody up and down that boat ramp. Listen, if you want some good laughs, and I'm just talking innocent laughs.
I'm telling you.
But if you want some good laughs, that's the place to be. On that day that you get super, super aggravated, go back that night or the next day and just watch everybody else do it, and it'll make you feel a whole lot better.
Yeah. That's a fact.
That's probably the best piece of advice I can give right there.
Yeah. So I guess the best boat ramp etiquette would be prepared beforehand.
Be prepared. And just be courteous.
Stay moving, be courteous to everybody else that's waiting and has been waiting in line patiently.
Just think about the guy behind you.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
How many times have you launched your boat and forgot the cooler, say?
Right.
And you just parked the truck and say, man, I forgot the cooler. And then carry it back. It's not like you have to take 30 minutes to get the cooler out of the truck to put it back into the boat. I mean, it's just common sense. And I mean, how many times have you come to the boat ramp at the end of the day and seen that there was like a line of boats waiting for the boat ramp?
Right.
Man, I'll hold back. I'll be like, I'll go around to the, I'll go fish somewhere.
I've done it.
I'm not going to wait at the boat ramp in line because I think it's a waste of time. If you're going to wait, dude, you could be fishing.
You know what I mean? It's not only that, but like, you know, me, I do it, you know, most of the time I do it by myself. And sometimes I just don't want to be, you know, be that girl where, because you know, as a girl, you pull up and everybody's staring at you.
Well, not
you
only that,
the
you know,
center of attention.
And when you're by yourself, you got to tie the boat up, get out of the boat, go get the truck, wait in line.
Yeah.
Then you got to roll the boat, the trailer down the boat ramp,
mm-hmm.
get out of your truck, go back onto your boat, down the dock to your boat, get into your boat, put it up, load it up onto the trailer, tie it up to the trailer,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to climb off the bow of it.
And some days, and down into the water. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to go ahead and do it and let everybody stare. And then there's other days that you're just like, I don't want that.
And people have just stood there and looked at me with their mouth open like, I can't believe you just did that. Like, dude, what do you mean?
You are definitely, as a female at the boat ramp, you are center of attention.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not ashamed. That is where I learned to back a trailer down to the boat ramp. An old man got sick and tired of me doing the whole, you know.
The Family Guy thing.
You know, when you back up and it's to the left, you go forward, you back up, it's to the right. You know, it's like you cannot do it. Right? You just can't do it. And I see he was getting fuming. He was starting to get fuming with me. And finally he walked up to the truck and I was like, man, he's going to punch me in the mouth. You know what I mean? And no, he said, ma'am, very kind. Let me show you how to do that. Please. You know, because now you're sweating profusely.
Yep.
Now you really, truly are the center of attention.
Yeah,
not for good things, reasons neither. So,
yeah. You know, my favorite part of that whole Family Guy thing is the very, very, very end scene where he just comes in full throttle straight and just books it right into the water. Truck, boat, the whole nine. Just
That's funny.
That's the best part.
Especially when you're dealing with the double boat ramp, you know. Now you not only got that, but you got a moving target on the other one side of you. Mm. You know what I mean? Somebody else is on the side of you. So you got to try not to ram into the side of their truck or whatever. So
Yep. And you always got the guy that wants to show you how it's done.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
they can always do it better than you, you know.
Oh, yeah. And faster. And he's going to park his truck 2 inches from your door and in and out.
Yeah.
And
while you're screaming orders at your wife to back the trailer down into the water because you can't get the boat on, I've already loaded my stuff up, crawled off the bow.
Yeah.
got into it and took off.
Yep.
You know? So.
Just be nice. I mean, that's basically all I can say.
Have lots of patience.
Turn your patience on.
Lots and lots of patience.
So, ladies, when I finally get my boat, you guys are going to teach me.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Coming with you to the boat ramp.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
It's tons of fun. And I'm not going to lie. I've gotten off my boat at, you know, right before dark and then got, you know, parked my boat or whatever, my car, and I was like, "This, you got to see this." You know, you just got to see what this is going on down here.
Sometimes you know the other thing. I'm going to say one more thing. Boat ramp etiquette. If you are in a car and you do not have a boat attached to your car or pickup truck or van stay the heck out of the boat ramp. You coming through that boat ramp the opposite direction of everybody else in the way that you're not supposed to go is not being helpful.
Yeah.
I know you want to see. You're not being helpful.
Yeah.
It's a real, real, number one, it's dangerous. Number two, it's just a pain in the tail to try to get around you.
Mm-hmm.
Please stay out of the boat ramp. It's already hectic enough down there. We don't need to try to not run over your Prius.
Yeah, and the parking lots for the boat trailers and the cars or the trucks, they're very long.
Boats and trailers.
And they're like
only.
That for a reason. You know, when you try to park your compact car in one of those parking spots.
Don't think I'm not going to park my truck and trailer behind you. Because I am that person.
Well, that keeps the city really busy.
Yeah.
Tickets.
Well, I will gladly pay that ticket. Because
I'm talking about parking in a parking spot.
Yeah.
What, your Prius don't belong
you
in a
You ain't going
spot?
Anywhere until I get my boat in.
That's right.
Because I'm parked behind you. Yeah, that's such a terrible, terrible thing to do. I don't know. Especially at Placida. People do it all the time. And parking at Placida is, like, that's gold anyhow, you know?
Yeah,
Those parking spots, like, you can sell those parking spots over there at Placida.
Well,
and every time I go in there and I see cars parked in truck and trailer, And they don't, it doesn't seem like it's enforced at all. And it just, it makes my blood boil. Because that's one of the problems at Placida is that basin and that boat ramp is so busy. So now we have to walk all the way over to the overflow parking, which, you know, that's just more time. Takes us longer to get back to the boat to get it out of there for the next guy because your Prius is parked in the trailer parking spot. Yeah. That's... No offense to anybody that has a Prius, but it was just the thing that came to mind. Prius, Escort, I don't know. Cars, whatever they are. So wanted to add that.
Patience,
number one.
Number one, have patience. You're going fishing.
Yes.
You are going fishing. You are going to have a great day. It's Saturday. You are not at work.
That's right.
Think about that. Think happy thoughts.
Think happy thoughts and just think about
the guy behind
you.
And number two is just pure common sense. Pure common sense.
Just think about, have a little common courtesy for the guy behind you.
Right.
Like what you want the guy in front of you to do.
Right.
Get in, get out, get the heck out of the way. That's what the guy behind you wants you to do.
Right.
Just do it safely. Don't rush because just do it. That's really all we're asking for.
Get her done.
Right. Get her done. That's exactly right. Yep. So, that wasn't terrible.
No,
I think we did pretty good.
It wasn't. And
We never cussed.
I learned.
Yeah.
I'm excited to learn how to do it now.
You better watch what you wish for.
That's right. That's right. We have lots of beer. We can sit at the boat ramp for hours.
That's okay. As long as I'm moving and trying, I'm good. Right?
That's exactly right.
That's right. That's absolutely.
I'll do it on like a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
That's actually my favorite time to fish during the week.
Right.
Monday's always a good day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll get you there, get you comfortable. We did pretty good on that one.
Yeah.
Heather, this is always our favorite part.
My recipe. This is my favorite one. I've been holding out.
I have a pencil. I'm ready.
This is recording.
I'm writing this down.
This works for just about any type of fish. It does take some of the fish flavor away, so I do it for, like, the not-so-great ones. But, fish tacos with a mango salsa.
I love mango.
Very simple. I just cut it up, like, dice it up like chicken. Throw it in pan, baking pan. Sprinkle just McCormick taco seasoning on it. Very easy. Throw it in the oven, let it bake. Not very long. 3 or 4 minutes, take it, flip it over. 3 or 4 minutes, and the fish is done.
Mm.
The mango salsa. The best part.
This is the
chopped
secret.
Up mangoes. Yes. Chopped up mangoes. Cilantro, lemon, garlic powder. No, not lemon. I'm sorry. Lime juice. I will post this on Facebook because, it'll be a whole lot easier looking at it.
Yeah.
But, okay. Lime juice. Cilantro, jalapeno, if you like jalapeno, and then the mangoes, and red onion. Just chop it all up, mix it all together, let it, it's best if it sits for a little while, and flavors kind of combine. Then just put it all together. Guacamole, if you like guacamole, you can add that too.
Is it nice and chunky, like the salsa?
It is chunky. And I like corn shells, gives it a little bit more flavor.
Yeah.
Just all that together, it's just so perfect.
Mm. Oh my gosh, I learned so much
that's
when I listened.
Easy too. We could do that.
I'll teach you how to do the boat ramp if you teach me how to cook.
We're going to start bargaining.
That's a deal.
I got you, Heather. Yep.
Maybe one day I'll be nice and bring someone.
Yay. So the honorable mention, we had trouble with that on Facebook. We're going to do that next week. But make sure that you go to our Facebook page, Fishy Radio. Fishy Radio Show, yes. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, and also 2 o'clock on Fridays, kdwradio.com, and also 97.5 if you're in the Charlotte County, Northport, Port Charlotte area. All right. That's it?
I think it's that until next week.
Yay.
All right.
All right, more laughs at the boat ramp.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Yes.
Sir, ma'am, ma'am.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Bye, girl.
See, that's what I would say. Yes, sir, ma'am.
Yes, sir, ma'am. Tight lines, y'all.
Y'all take it easy.